Good afternoon, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, my name is Steven. I was calling because I got like an advertisement in the mail about like a deal that you guys are running through 1215.
Okay.
For like a 1 gig of speed of internet for like $70.
Yes, absolutely. So it's 1 gig for $69.99 if you sign up for auto pay and paperless billing with your checking account. Absolutely. And I can also take a look at your address to see if it is serviceable in the near future.
Sure. The address is 179 Forest Hill Drive, Kingston.
Okay. I've got you here. Perfect. All right. So it does show that the in-service date would be available in February. So February 1st is when we would be able to give you a call for scheduling if you decided to pre-order now.
Okay. Yeah, I would be interested in that.
Okay. Perfect. All right. And so were we looking at the 1 gig or the 2 gig?
1 gig.
1 gig? Okay. All right. And then approximately how large would you say your home is, if you don't mind me asking?
It's 1,400 square feet.
1,400?
Yeah, 1,400, so not too big.
Okay. Perfect. The reason that I ask about that is because ultimately it would be decided by yourself and the Arch Top Fiber, or even, yeah, the Arch Top Fiber technician on the date of your install. What would happen is based on the size of your home, if you end up needing an extender, we do offer one at no cost. If you were to need any additional more than the one, then it would be $8 per month per extender. Were you looking for home phone service?
I don't think at this time, but okay. Out of curiosity, how much is that?
So we charge $24.99 per month.
Okay.
Per phone line.
Yeah, I don't think at this time.
Okay, no worries.
Just the internet.
Absolutely, perfect. And do you own or rent your current property?
Own.
Own? Awesome. And do you know how your current utility wires are feeding your home, such as like your electric, any other utilities that you might be receiving? Are they buried under the ground or are they through the air?
It's buried.
Buried? Awesome. And is your billing address different than your service address?
No, it's the same address.
Okay. And may I please have your first and last name?
Sure. First name is Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N. Last name is Gorski, G-O-R-S-K-I.
Okay. And what is the best email address for you, please?
So it's my name with a period in between the first and the last name, and that's @gmail.com.
Perfect. The best primary phone number you'd like on the account?
I guess I can give my cell. It's 917-751-3845.
Okay. And how did you want us to contact you with regards to your installation and for any notifications regarding your account? We have the option of phone, email, or text.
Text would be good. Just in case I missed the phone call if I'm at work or something.
No worries. Perfect. And if we did actually reach out and call, we would also leave a voicemail just to let you know what's going on. Just so that you're aware, message and data rates may apply. That's typical with any carrier. But it is account specific when it comes to the text messaging. So we won't send any advertisements unless you were to authorize that. And usually we would send a text such as appointment reminders, order confirmations, and basic updates about your account. But they will always be account specific.
Okay.
Did you want to enroll in the auto pay and paperless billing now, or did you want to do that on your own online?
I can do that online as long as it doesn't mess up anything about, getting...
No, as long as you're able,
and everything.
Oh, yeah, no, you'll be fine. As long as you are able to go ahead and get that set up before February, that's what I would suggest to do that. We don't charge prior to your date of install. So date of install is when you can expect your first bill to come out. And if you have the automatic pay, then at that point, it would be that day that you would have it come out.
And so would I be able to set up an account on
So you're
online now,
automatically
even though?
set up for it. Once we finish the order process, you'll be automatically set up with an account. It will send you two emails, one of which will be your order confirmation, and the other one will be the invitation to sign into your online portal.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and then once I sign in there, then I can set everything up. Okay.
Correct, yes. Now, did you have any details or information about the property that our installer should be aware of before they arrive, such as any buried wires, septic tanks? I know you already mentioned that your electric is underground, but do you know if there's like a conduit?
Our electric is underground. I mean, it feeds from like an electric pole at the end of the backyard, and it comes to like an electric panel that's near the garage, is where everything like connects. And then right on the other side of that, like box on the outside, is our circuit breaker on the inside. So I
Okay.
think everything just kind of when they built the house or set everything up, everything was run through there and then, through that box there on the outside.
Now, between your home and the road where we typically would have our services, do you know if there's any septic tanks, leach fields, anything like that? Gas lines?
Between here and the road,
Mm-hmm.
no. The road's kind of like weird, like we're on a circle. So like I have a road literally running almost the entire all around the house. So
Okay.
like because of that, like I said, the electric lines were dug underground from like the backyard, but from like my driveway, that's like a totally different route to the road, and there's another electric pole there. But no, in terms of where the lines were fed from the pole to the house, it's not through septic or propane or anything like that.
Okay.
It's right next to the septic area, but it's definitely over enough. Like it was its own little dugout area
Gotcha. Okay.
for that. Do they have to dig up the lines that were there,
No.
or no, they can
No,
just
so like
leave them?
if there's a conduit, then we can just kind of feed our cable through there. It's a fiber cable, so it's not going to be like coaxial. This
Okay.
is a completely different kind of cable.
Okay.
So either we would micro trench and dig 6 to 8 inches deep, only wide enough for the cable to bury the cable in the yard, or we would follow the conduit. Okay, and did you have any questions or comments for our technicians?
For the technicians, no, I don't think so. I know it's not that big of a house. I know you were saying that we would get an extender if needed, if they were here and they saw that, and like one would be, let's say, covered. And if we needed a second one, then there's a charge for it. But I don't think we would need more than one. I just know we have cable on one side of the house, like at least where we had the modem initially, and whereas like our computer is on the other side of the house. But like I said, it's not that big of a house. It's just like a one level. So even if we needed the one extender, I would think that would be sufficient.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think there were any questions. I guess by registering today and setting this up, I would be good for like that 2 year price guarantee of the
Yes, that's actually our
$69.99 on
everyday
this?
deal is the
Oh, it
fact
is? Okay.
that, yeah, for that, it would be where you would still get it for 2 years. We don't have any cancellation fees. We don't lock you into a contract or anything. So you would still be set on that.
Okay. So even after, I mean, I know obviously in 2 years, like, prices can change and things like that. I apologize for my two dogs. They're literally
No, you're
playing with each
fine.
other right now.
You
So they're
are
running
perfectly
around
fine.
the
I
streets.
have two puppies that drive me nuts when
Yeah.
I'm home, so believe me.
One's on one side of the island and the other's on the other, and they're like playing.
What kind are they?
Yorkies.
Oh, I miss my Yorkie.
Yeah.
I had a teacup Yorkie.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately, she snuck out of the house and got hit. So,
Oh no, I'm so sorry. That's
yeah, it was
awful.
heartbreaking. She was 7 years old, I think.
Yes, oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it was
like
hard for sure, but
our pets are like, obviously they're like our kids, so they're
oh,
family, so I
absolutely.
really feel for you. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I had actually lost two dogs that year. My
Oh.
big giant, he was essentially like a service dog. He was great. He was everything to me, and that really broke
Yeah.
me too, 'cause first she did and then he did, and it was just like
Yeah. I'm so
I
sorry.
had such a hard time recovering from
Yeah.
that.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah.
Now I have two puppies. They are both pitties, and
Okay.
they're brother and sister,
Nice.
and I swear they sound just like your Yorkies. And it's constant too. It's always like they'll sleep and nap together and they'll cuddle with each other, but then the moment that they start playing, it's just nonstop.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, so other than that, you are actually all set. You do qualify for, obviously, you will qualify for that streaming card. You will receive that within 30 days after the date of your install, so don't be worried when you don't see it in the mail anytime soon because your installation is going to be in February. So,
Okay. No
but you
problem.
are on
Yeah.
that list because you did sign up with before the 15th of December.
Okay, great. And
Okay.
so I guess if that's the everyday price, I guess my only question was, like I said, I know things can change in 2 years and everything, obviously prices and
Absolutely.
everything, but is it like would there be like an equipment fee that would start after that, or that's not a thing either? Like this
It's
is just
not a thing.
the
So literally it
okay.
includes all equipment. It includes all taxes and fees. So no matter what, our price is always going to include all taxes and fees, the equipment. The only thing that would change is that once the 2 years are up, the auto pay discount would no longer apply. It would just go back to the regular $79.99 for the 1 gig. I mean, it's only a $10 difference. It's not even like it doesn't go up crazily like some other companies make it go
Yeah,
up
yeah.
crazy.
Okay, so after the 2 years, it would go up $10,
Yes, correct.
at the regular price. Okay.
Correct. And if anything were to happen, where we would need to increase the price, you would be notified beforehand, like long
Yeah.
beforehand, so.
Of course, of course. Okay. Thank you so much for the information. I really
Oh,
appreciate
of
it.
course. And we've got
As
you
you
all
said,
signed
I'll.
up too. So once February 1st rolls around, then we will be giving you a call to go ahead and get you scheduled, okay?
Okay. Great, and I'll get those two emails, and then on the one email I can link to the
Correct.
online account, and as long as before February, before the install, if I set up for
The auto
the
pay, yes.
auto pay, then I'll be all set. Okay.
Correct.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're so very welcome. Was there anything else that I can help with today other than getting you signed up?
No, that was everything.
All right. Well, in that case, thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber, and I hope you have a fantastic holiday season.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Thanks.
Okay,
Bye-bye.
bye-bye.